You know how coffee sometimes just feels like pure fuel? Like when
Yeah.
you're rushing out the door or maybe burning your tongue a bit?
Oh, definitely. No magic, just caffeine needed now.
Exactly. It's just a means to an end. But here's where it gets, well, really interesting.
Okay.
Compare that frantic moment to, say, sitting down, no deadlines, no rush, just you and the cup.
Right, a completely different scenario.
And suddenly, that exact same coffee. It feels like something else entirely. Our source calls it a pause button.
A pause button. I like that.
Yeah, you actually notice the smell, the warmth in your hands, maybe the quiet between sips. So today we're doing a deep dive into an episode from Joopy's Coffee Break. It's titled Why Coffee Tastes Better When You're Not in a Hurry.
A simple title, but a really profound idea behind it.
Totally. Our mission here is basically to unpack this, explore how our relationship with time, just simple time, fundamentally alters our experience, not just of coffee, but maybe, life itself.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating and what Jeff's episode really highlights is that the coffee, it doesn't actually change.
Right. Same beans, same sugar or cream, whatever you put in it.
Exactly the same. What does change is us, our internal state, our pace, our headspace.
So when you're rushing, it's just functional.
Pretty much, Jeff calls it gasoline for your body, a necessity. But when you give yourself that moment, that
It
pause,
shifts.
it shifts from just fuel to something, well, richer. It becomes a deliberate act, an act of being present. Jeff argues it's not just about slowing down passively, it's about a deliberate shift in attentional focus.
Attentional focus. Okay, that feels key. So it's not just stopping, it's how you stop.
Precisely.
And Jeppa really digs into that, how we move from that kind of goal-oriented, future-focused thing, I need this caffeine to get to the next task,
Right, the utility of it.
to more of a present moment awareness. So what does that pause button really unlock for us in our perception?
Well, it unlocks a sort of micro-mindfulness practice, whether we consciously label it that way or not, you know. Jeppo describes it as moving from an extrinsic focus, what the coffee does for you, to an intrinsic one, the actual sensory experience, what it feels like, tastes like, smells like. Our brains, they're highly selective. When we're hurried, they prioritize efficiency, get the job done, forget the rich sensory input.
Makes sense. Survival mode almost.
Kind of. So when you slow down, you're not just giving yourself more time on the clock. You're actually like reallocating cognitive resources. You're telling your brain, hey, pay attention to this.
Allowing your senses to properly engage.
Exactly. With the aroma, the texture, that lingering taste, it transforms a mundane act, grabbing coffee, into something potentially quite profound.
So it's less about the quantity of time and more about the quality of our attention within whatever time we have.
That's a great way to put it,
That
yes.
clicks, and Jupp doesn't just leave it at coffee, right? This applies more broadly.
Oh, absolutely. The source really expands on this. Joop suggests this principle works for, well, almost anything.
Like what?
Meals, for one. Think about wolfing down lunch at your desk versus actually tasting it.
Big difference. Even a
Yeah.
simple sandwich.
Right. Or conversations. How much do we miss when we're hurried, thinking about our reply instead of truly listening?
The nuances, the emotion.
The real connection, yeah. Joop argues the cost of always rushing is missing out on the richness that's already there, embedded in these everyday moments.
It makes you wonder how many ordinary moments could actually feel pretty meaningful if we just sort of shifted our focus.
It's a powerful lesson from something as simple as coffee, isn't it?
Definitely. But, life is busy. Does Joop offer any practical advice? How do we actually cultivate this pause or this attentional shift?
He does. It's not about finding huge chunks of time necessarily. He emphasizes intentionality.
Intentionality, okay.
It's about choosing to create those moments, even brief ones. Like maybe dedicating the first 5 minutes with your coffee just to the coffee. No emails, no phone.
Just being present with it.
Or deciding in a conversation to really listen. Put the phone away, make eye contact. He frames it less like a luxury and more like an investment in our own experience.
An investment. I like that framing.
Yeah. Recognizing we actually have agency over where our attention goes, and that choosing to slow down, to focus, isn't just about comfort. It's about enriching our actual lived experience.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now?
Well, I think this deep dive really shows us that the exact same cup of coffee can feel richer, more alive, simply because we've given it and ourselves a moment. a moment of focused attention.
Yeah, it's a potent reminder, isn't it, that the difference between something feeling ordinary and something feeling truly meaningful often boils down to just this one thing, time.
Or rather, how we choose to be within that time, our attention.
Right, how we spend our time, and maybe more importantly, how we choose to pay attention within that time. It really makes you think.
Mm.
What other overlooked moments in your life, you know, might reveal some incredible depth if you just decided to press that mental pause button and really engage, fully engage.
Meals, conversations, even just walking down the street.
Exactly. It's a powerful invitation, really,
yeah,
to reclaim some of that richness in the everyday.